Hey there, folks. Welcome to our bookcast. I'm Mike, your co-host, and sitting right next to me is the lovely Casey.
Thanks, Mike, and hello to all our fabulous listeners out there. We're so thrilled to have you join us today as we dive into Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Absolutely, Casey. This isn't just any book. It's one of those gems that just keeps on giving. It's all about how tiny habits can have a gigantic impact on our lives.
I know, right? It's like that old saying, from tiny acorns, mighty oaks grow, but less acorny and more self-improvement-y.
Haha! Exactly, my friend. You nailed it. The core theme here is that small behaviors, those little everyday actions, can lead to truly remarkable changes over time. It's almost like magic.
Tiny, magical transformations. And the best part is these aren't big, overwhelming changes you have to dread.
Yeah, just little steps. James Clear makes it all so approachable and actually fun. Can't wait to break it down with you, Casey.
Same here, Mike. I'm excited to share some insights and maybe a few personal tidbits along the way. You know how much I love my personal stories.
Oh, we all know, Casey. And I'm sure our listeners appreciate them just as much as I do, or at least half as much.
Aw, thanks, Mike. Listeners, stay tuned because your habits could just be the secret ingredient to achieving those 2023 goals. So grab a cup of coffee or tea or whatever keeps you glowing, and let's get started.
Yeah, sit back, relax, and let's unravel the mystery and power behind those tiny atomic habits together. Ready, Casey?
Ready as ever, Mike. Let's kick off this habit revolution.
All right, atomic habits. What a clever name, right? It's all about that duality. We're talking about these things being so small, like you could almost miss them, but at the same time, they pack a punch, like a double shot of espresso.
Absolutely, Mike. It's about those little adjustments that seem almost inconsequential at first, but over time, wow. Think of it like this. It's the snowball effect. Just a tiny habit with momentum can create a total avalanche of awesome in your life.
Exactly, Casey. And here's the kicker. James Clear likens habits to compound interest in finance. So just like how a few dollars can compound into serious wealth, tiny habits can transform into incredible personal growth.
Right. It's such a great analogy. You know, Mike, it's like those penny-a-day savings tricks. By the end of the month, you may surprise yourself with how much you've accumulated. Same with habits. Little by little, they accumulate and become something massive.
Precisely, Casey. Clear argues that these habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. Think about it. Every tiny decision gets you a tiny percent better each day, and before you know it, bam, major improvement.
And let's not forget, it's the kind of improvement that doesn't overwhelm you with change. Just small consistencies that feel almost too easy to count as progress, but transform you over time.
That's the beauty of it, isn't it? Low effort, but high rewards. It's motivating because you don't need to climb the whole mountain, just step up onto the next little hilltop.
Exactly, and seeing progress, no matter how small, is such an encourager. To me, it's like planting seeds. You won't see the bloom overnight, but be patient, water it consistently, and you'll have a flourishing garden.
I love that garden metaphor, Casey. James Clear brings a fresh, approachable take to habit building. Who knew getting better could sound so manageable?
And inspirational, too. Geez, when you break it down like that, it really gives you hope that all these little things we do matter in the grand design of who we become.
Definitely. And that's what we're here to explore deeper today, the magic and mechanics of these so-called atomic habits.
Yes, and hopefully encourage our listeners to start focusing on those tiny, powerful changes. I'm personally intrigued to see how building even just one good habit can change a trajectory.
Same. We'll have to swap stories on all the micro habits we've been working on, Casey. I think our listeners would like that.
Oh, for sure. After all, sharing is caring, right? And who knows, maybe they'll inspire us to add some new habits to our arsenal.
Absolutely. Changing lives, one atomic habit at a time. Onward to unraveling these secrets, shall we?
Now, speaking of stories, Mike, we should delve into the background of James Clear himself, the man behind these game-changing ideas.
Absolutely, Casey. James Clear is a truly fascinating figure. His journey into the science of habits and decision-making began from some rather unexpected circumstances.
Yeah, imagine this. A promising young athlete suddenly faces a life-altering head injury. It's a twist no one sees coming.
Quite the plot twist. But instead of letting it define him negatively, Clear used this traumatic experience as a catalyst for change.
right? And during his recovery, he became deeply interested in the power of small changes. Those tiny habits became his lifeline.
It's like he turned that setback into a comeback. Inspiring, isn't it? How adversity can sow the seeds for growth and innovation.
Absolutely. And that's where his motivation for writing the book came in. He wanted to share with the world the ideas that saved him.
Those personal insights definitely add a layer of authenticity to his work, don't you think? It's not just theory, it's lived experience.
Exactly, Mike. His knowledge isn't just bookish, it's rooted in his own life. That's why his strategies resonate with so many people.
And let's not forget his scientific approach. Clear dives into decision-making processes and how tiny habits shape them over time.
True. His work is like a bridge between scientific research and practical life changes. A truly potent combination.
A perfect recipe for anyone looking to transform their habits. It's like having a personal trainer for your brain.
Haha, I love that. Training your brain, one atomic habit at a time. But really, it's empowering to know change is within reach.
It sure is. And I think that's why this book has become such a cornerstone. You can feel James Clear's passion and authenticity jumping off the pages.
Exactly. And who wouldn't want to learn from someone who's genuinely walked the walk? It makes trying out these small changes seem all the more doable.
Speaking of doable changes, let's dive into the heart of the book, those core concepts that can really transform our daily habits.
Absolutely, Mike. The four laws of behavior change are crucial. First up, we have make it obvious. I love how James talks about creating cues that are super clear in order to kickstart a habit.
Exactly, Casey. Our brains are on a constant lookout for cues, consciously or subconsciously. Placing a cue strategically can make all the difference.
Then there's make it attractive. It's like giving our brains a little candy to go with the veggies. Make your habits appealing, and you'll find yourself drawn to them more naturally.
Right. Turn good habits into something you actually want to do, rather than something you have to do. I always think of it like adding a fun podcast to my evening jog.
That's a great example, Mike. Moving on, make it easy is the third law. The less friction, the more likely we stick with a new habit.
Absolutely. It's why I started keeping my guitar right next to my desk. Now I can pick it up and practice anytime I take a break from work. So simple.
Perfect. And finally, make it satisfying. It's all about that rewarding feeling. Celebrate even the small wins because they make you want to come back for more.
Totally. Speaking of celebrations, I've started a victory dance whenever I complete a daily task. Silly, maybe, but satisfying, definitely.
Haha, I'd love to see that victory dance, Mike. Now let's touch on the habit loop. Cue, craving, response, and reward. Such a game changer in understanding how habits are formed.
Right. Identifying these elements helps us tweak or even break habits. It's like having a map to your brain's pattern.
And then there's habit stacking, a nifty way to introduce new habits by piggybacking on existing ones, like brewing your morning coffee while brushing your teeth.
Yes, it's all about tying those new intentions to a solid anchor in your routine. Suddenly, change doesn't seem so intimidating.
And let's not forget about identity transformation. James emphasizes that to change your behavior, you first need to shift how you see yourself.
Exactly. If you see yourself as a runner, you start behaving like one, no matter what the distance. The power of identity.
So true, Mike. It's inspiring to think a simple perspective shift can lead to profound changes in our habits and lives. Let's take a closer look at the science behind all these habits we're talking about. Ever heard of the habit loop, Mike?
Oh, definitely. The habit loop is like the backstage pass to our behavior, right? You have the cue, the craving, the response, and the reward all dancing together like a perfectly choreographed routine.
Exactly. And it's fascinating how our brains run on these loops almost on autopilot.
For sure. And what's even more interesting is how our identity and beliefs fit into all this. James Clear mentions that seeing ourselves in a certain way plays a massive role in sustaining habits.
Totally. It's like if you believe you're a writer, no matter what, you'll find time to write, even if it's just a few lines.
Yes, the belief fuels the behavior, and science backs it up. Numerous studies show that our self-concept can significantly sway our actions and habits.
An anecdote Clear shares is how athletes visualize their success intimately linked to their identity as competitors. That mental trick powers them through grueling training.
I find that so powerful, a kind of positive brainwashing. It makes you wonder how we can use these tactics in our daily lives to achieve just about anything.
Absolutely. And it's not just athletes. Even in everyday life, belief systems guide our habit formation. Remember the story about the guy who decided to quit smoking?
Oh, right. He started by telling himself that he's a non-smoker. Simple yet powerful, and eventually his actions aligned with that identity.
It's all about aligning the external habit with the internal identity. Very sneaky, but incredibly effective.
And all this is backed by research. For example, studies by psychologist Wendy Wood have shown that much of our daily actions are habitual. Recognizing and reprogramming these patterns is key.
Absolutely spot on, Mike. It really makes you appreciate how much of our behavior runs on auto, just like a computer program.
And the cool part? Once we're aware of these loops, we can become the programmers, editing and updating our life software as we see fit.
What a nifty perspective. Aren't habits just rich with potential once you know how they work?
Speaking of programming our habits, let's jump into some practical strategies and techniques that James Clear outlines in Atomic Habits. There are some really cool ones like habit tracking, temptation bundling, and environment design.
Absolutely. These are some of my favorites. Let's start with habit tracking. It's like being your own detective, figuring out what works and what doesn't. Have you tried it, Mike?
Oh, definitely, Casey. I actually started habit tracking with my exercise routine, and it turns out just ticking off those little boxes on a chart really pushes me to keep going. It's surprisingly satisfying.
I love that. It's all about accountability, right? Now, temptation bundling is an interesting one. It's combining a thing you want to do with something you need to do. So what's your guilty pleasure that you bundle with something productive?
Okay, confession time. I love podcasts. So I only allow myself to listen to them when I'm out jogging or doing household chores. It's a win-win for me.
Nice one, Mike. I do something similar. I combine my love for desserts with cooking healthy meals. I can only indulge after whipping up a nutritious dish.
That's brilliant. And speaking of creating the right conditions, let's talk about environment design. It's like you set the stage for success by removing obstacles and making good choices easy. What have you done in your environment, Casey?
Well, I've officially banned snacks from my desk. They were total productivity killers. Now I keep a water bottle and some motivational sticky notes instead.
Smart move. I rearranged my living room to make reading more accessible by having my books out on display instead of tucked away.
That's a great setup. Another key tool Clear mentions is the 2-minute rule, designed to help us overcome that initial resistance when starting a task. Basically, if the task takes less than 2 minutes, just do it.
Exactly. And it's been a game changer for me. I now respond to emails or tidy up right away if I can finish it in 2 minutes. It prevents things from piling up.
Honestly, me too. And then there's habitat stacking, my personal favorite. It's like adding new habits onto already existing ones so they blend seamlessly.
Yes, it's all about chaining those actions to create a fluid routine. For example, I now do push-ups right after brushing my teeth every morning. Super easy to maintain.
Push-ups, nice. I've added a gratitude journal entry right after my morning coffee. Simple, but such a mood lifter.
Casey, these are all fantastic. And let's not forget tackling obstacles. Clear reminds us that motivation isn't always reliable, and neither is time. So planning and having strategies is crucial.
Absolutely, Mike. Sometimes you have to just show up, even if you don't feel like it, or the stars are completely unaligned. Progress over perfection, right?
Right. Progress over perfection is something we could all get used to prioritizing. Now let's transition into the long-term impact of small changes. One of my favorite topics in the book.
Oh, it's such a powerful idea. The concept of marginal gains is incredible, making tiny 1% improvements that compound over time. It's kind of like a snowball effect, right?
Exactly. James Clear uses some fascinating examples, like the British cycling team that revolutionized their performance by improving literally everything by just 1%. Can you imagine how that adds up?
It's brilliant, because it shows that even the smallest tweaks, when consistently applied, can lead to massive gains. It's inspiring to think about positive habits having a ripple effect across various life domains.
Yeah, and what's cool is you don't have to overhaul your life overnight. Just pick one little thing to tweak, like maybe drink one extra glass of water a day. Boom, healthier you.
Or read a couple more pages of a book each night. It's like planting seeds. Eventually, you grow into this entirely new version of yourself. How have you applied this, Mike?
Great question, Casey. I started small by incorporating a daily walk into my routine. It seemed so insignificant at first, but over the months, it's really improved my mood and energy levels.
That's awesome. Movement is such a major mood booster. I've gone a similar route by dedicating 5 minutes each night to meditation. It's amazing how just 300 little seconds can reduce stress.
See, precisely. And these minor changes are more sustainable too, because they're small, they're less intimidating and easier to stick with.
Totally, it's about reducing friction. Instead of waiting for a perfect moment, you're introducing small positive shifts into daily life.
And over time, these accumulate into profound transformations. I love how this idea threads through every aspect of Clear's work. Small habits really shape who we become.
Absolutely. And it's a reminder that we have the power to orchestrate our growth, one mini action at a time. It's like making life a fun experiment.
Exactly. And it's all about the mindset shift. Once you see the impact of small changes, you start looking for areas in your life to apply them.
So true, Mike. So folks listening in, start thinking about your own 1% improvements, maybe something you could start right after our bookcast.
That's right. A little challenge for our listeners. And remember, the journey is ongoing. These little steps are just the beginning. All right, let's wrap up this enlightening journey through Atomic Habits. If there's one thing I'm taking away, it's that our identity shapes our habits, and vice versa.
Yes, exactly. It all circles back to identity-based habits. We are what we repeatedly do, you know?
Right. And then those four laws we talked about, make it obvious, attractive, easy, and satisfying. They're like the magic formula to help us form any new habit.
Oh, totally. It's like a secret code to unlock our potential. And of course, there's the whole power of small, consistent steps. Monumental changes begin with those itty-bitty moves.
Absolutely. Those tiny steps carry tremendous power. They're not just steps. They're leaps toward a better you, both personally and professionally.
So, for everyone listening, try applying these insights in your life. Maybe you start by stacking a new habit onto an existing one, like drinking a glass of water before your morning coffee.
Or perhaps doing 10 minutes of stretching before you go to bed each night. These actions are easier than we think and incredibly rewarding.
Yes, just imagine the impact if you gradually stack habits over time, compounding goodness. And who doesn't love a little good news every day, right?
Indeed, Casey. It's such a rewarding process. You've got the power to craft your storyline just with small, intentional tweaks.
And those small tweaks, well, they paint the entire canvas of your life, little steps to a masterpiece.
So let's all embrace this guiding wisdom from Atomic Habits. Start today, start small, and witness the transformations unfold.
We truly hope these ideas spark something meaningful for you. Let this be the beginning of a new chapter, written one habit at a time.
As we wrap up today's bookcast, remember that even the greatest journeys begin with a single step. Let's walk this path together, step by step.
Until next time, keep nurturing those tiny transformative habits. Stay inspired and curious.
Thank you all for joining us in this delightful dive into Atomic Habits. Keep growing, keep thriving.